Paul Joel Armia says he's in tonight. What have you missed without him in the lineup, and what do you get back?
Joel's fine. What he does well when he's in the lineup is he plays a defensive game with some offensive skills. So his positioning has always been very good. We've always thought Joel had a real good defensive stick. But he's got a wrist shot, and he's got an ability to move the puck around. You'd seen our team play and only watched us play against Dallas, you'd think he was a 50-goal scorer. So there's and some high-end goals that he scores. So he has that offensive ability. Doesn't have to cheat for it. Probably doesn't look for it as much as we'd like him to. We think there's more there with his game. But we know we can always rely on real smart positioning.
Is this the best you've seen Tyler Myers play for a stretch here?
He was usually a very consistent player. He had an unusual couple of years. He missed a year basically of hockey and then came back. I would say maybe that it's the most balanced that he's played. That Tyler and at times over the last few years, again with injuries, we've run him against the other team's best, and he's taken on a real kind of defense-first mindset, and then there have been games where he would get up into plays and be really dynamic with that and make plays at the offensive line one-on-one against a forechecker. What he's doing right now has a real nice balance between the two. He's been strong in his own end and real simple in terms of the quickness of the decisions that he made. But he has that ability to, you know, he can pull a puck off the wall to the middle of the ice without moving his feet. So he has this great range up top, and that can be a challenge if you're defending him.
Paul, P.K. Subban is a guy who seems to raise the ire of the fans and the opposition somewhat, and yet he's also such a generous person off the ice, nominated for the King Clancy Award. I was wondering if you could say why you think he would be a polarizing figure.
Anybody that has the puck as much as he does, anybody that's a dominant player in the game, he's physical. He's not going to be loved by the opposing team's fans.
Paul, is Pearl available to you?
Yeah. They all are. If they're not wearing gold, they are all available.
Paul.
Go ahead, Paul. I can hear you. You don't have to have a mic.
Just going to talk about Adam Lowry's contribution so far in the playoffs. He admitted just now he hasn't been thrilled with his work in the dot, but, you know, he's... Maybe just comment on the role he's had through eight games.
Well, his last game was his best game. He had played some games very strong early in the miniseries. And then this last game, maybe an adjustment with Brian on the wing, but I liked his last game an awful lot. He's a big physical guy. What makes them a strong line is they can be a checking line that doesn't necessarily play in their end of the ice. And it's not about just real good defensive reads and D-zone coverage when they're on their game. And you've seen us use all different kinds of wingers in that on his flanks. You know, he's a straight line kind of offensive guy. There's not a lot of toe dragging in his game, but he can make some plays, some short area plays, but he'll get in and get on that forecheck, recover real good, great range. And I thought his last game was his best.
He says the pressure's off him to score because he's got the sniper on this one wing now. But he, you know,
he knows where to pass the puck, right? Everybody knows it goes to the left.
He's a fixture beside whatever goaltender he's playing on in every end of every whistle. I mean, is that his wheelhouse right there up against the post, right in the crease?
Well, it is at both ends of the ice, actually. When you play against the other team's best, that's usually at some point where you end up is net front. And he's we've got some size on the back end. When he's out there, you're going to have at least two very large men on the ice in front of your net. So you've got some coverage there. And part of what has made their line effective is they have a pretty strong idea of where they want the puck to go and where it's going to end up in the offensive zone. They're not looking for seams. They're not running a lot of crossing patterns. They're straight line, puck to the net, reload, you know, get back on it.
If guys are becoming available like Armia, I'm okay.
People in the back are pissed.
Becoming available. Without asking you who and when, do you have a coaching sort of protocol about putting too many changes in your lineup? Do you like not to make too many at one time?
fewest changes possible. And when you have an injury during the year, you don't want to have to move four lines to fix one hole. So that would be almost that I do believe in. To start anyway, make the fewest changes possible, assuming you like what you're doing. And then after that, you want to make sure you've got enough healthy bodies that you're sure of in the lineup on every given night. And most of it then is after that, which seems, I mean, performance is still the key piece. If you like your way your group's playing, not afraid to change the lineup after wins, or feel necessarily the need to change the lineup after a loss to change the room. I don't feel with this group that has an impact.
Is Lowry Kopitanev kind of your, in a perfect world with your personnel, is that your favorite shutdown combo? Is that where you'd like to be?
No, I'd like a real even split between them and Scheif. I'd like a real balance like there. And you'll see it, I think you saw it last game, you'll see it tonight. There's a certain amount of production that we can hope for with the Lowry line, but I don't want to have to play in 22 minutes. And I don't want Stastny's line, you know, playing nine because of it. So there's a balance there. And you have to have another line. You get out in the road. The Scheif's the guy that takes that other role. So right. I don't chase it too hard. Again, the first thing we want is a certain amount of flow off our bench that we're getting our players on the ice.
But you like those three, right? Lowry, Cup, 10.
I really like Brian there as well. Yeah. Really, really. Brian Little, for me, has been a top performer all of these playoffs, maybe a little bit unnoticed, but he's been, and I've moved him all different positions and different roles, and he's been very, very good. So I like where it's going now.
Paul, there's so much talk about Nashville's defense corps going into the series. How do you think your blue line has performed, and did they see it as a challenge to try to match or play better than them?
I think our group, our blue line has gotten better in each game. We spent an awful lot of time working on our D-zone coverage in game one. That put a lot of stress on them, but I thought they handled that very, very well. I'm comfortable with the way they're playing. We're starting to see some of our guys' best games. We really like where Dustin's at. I think Trouba last game was a guy that I didn't talk about or wasn't asked about, which surprised me a little bit. I thought he was very, very good in game three. Morrissey we don't talk about because it's just the same game every night, and Tyler Myers has played well. And Ben Sherratt kind of in and out early in the playoffs has gotten to a real nice, clean, physical, hard game, so we're good there.
Paul, just with the 25 goals through three games, are we likely to see any 2-1 games in this series?
We could see a 2-1 game, but I'm not sure that the shot totals are going to change a whole lot. That'll be on the goalies. They're both capable, but I think the offense is going to be there.
After playing this Predators team 8 times now, what have you noticed about their ability to rise to the occasion?
They have a very, very strong belief system going back to, you know, go from an 8 seed last year to the final to dominating the league this year in the way they did. They have a very strong belief system that they're going to win. And that's an important part of this, because you take your lumps like we did after game two, and I'm sure they felt they let one slip away after game three. That belief system gets tested. We expect their very best tonight.